You can't tell the players without a scorecard. Elections 2007, your one-stop shop for this year's elections.
Welcome to a special edition of the Augusta Free Press Show. I'm Chris Graham, and this edition of the show will focus on the Waynesboro referendums on the ballot tomorrow. A number of referendums on the ballot on issues ranging from a proposed West End fire station to city stormwater improvements to the construction of a new baseball-softball complex that will be used by area youth. Proposed library expansion and sidewalk improvements in addition. And so we talked to two city council members who represent viewpoints on opposite sides of the issue, City Council Member Frank Lucent and also Council Member Lori Smith, joining us to talk about various issues related to not only the nuts and bolts of the referendums, but also just about the what would the impact it would have on tax rates, if any, and also their thoughts on how voter turnout will be tomorrow with these referendums and the fact that there's not a lot else on the ballot for people to come out for. So we'll talk about all those issues coming up here. Actually, we're going to first go into our interview with Frank Lucent. And the first question will be just a general overview question. We wanted to get the opinions of both Frank Lucent and Lori Smith on the various issues here. And the first question, Frank, will jump into talking about the overall impact that these referendums can have on city government.
That's right. That's. I just think that we have a lot of debt right now. We're obligated for future debt for infrastructure such as water and sewage. We're going to be approaching $100 million soon. And I think that this is just too much of a burden on the city taxpayers. I think it's more important that when we borrow for infrastructure like water and sewage, things that are really important. Not just wants.
Yeah, and concern there then that it would add burden on the tax rate. I know the city's the council has worked in the recent years to lower that tax rate significantly, but it still doesn't mean that the tax burden on residents has necessarily gone down because of increases in reassessments.
Well, the tax burden on residents went up 26% last year alone in property taxes. I think that's outrageous. But if we keep borrowing and keep doing more and more things, it's going to cost taxpayers more and more money. If this bond referendum passes, it's in my opinion that taxes will have to be raised.
Mm-hmm.
We'll pay $14 million for these bonds, and interest is roughly another $12 million, so we're talking $26 million.
Uh-huh.
And over a course of 30 years, it's almost $1 million a year in just payments. So right now you could see all the trouble we've had trying to come up with $1 million a year for stormwater. Well, these would just about put $1 million in added burden on the taxpayers for these projects. It's worth thinking about what you're doing when you borrow money. You shouldn't borrow money just to borrow money. I just feel we need to do more pay-as-you-go, be more efficient in government. You know, I've been pretty steady with those thoughts for a long time, maybe too long.
On the fire station issue, too, I know that on the one hand, of course, it's something that residents of the so-called West End area have said for years that we'd love, you know, the fire station has been something that the city supposedly promised back in the 80s. But on the other hand, I know you've raised some concerns, not only just about the fact that there'd be a couple million dollars spent on the fire station itself, but that it would add to the operating budget burden every year, too, because you have to staff that facility.
That's right. That's the big concern I have, and that probably would be $1 million a year, and that's another $1 million dollars that we'd have to come up with. And the new fire station will only improve service, and that's just response time in 18% of the city. The other 82% of the city does get no benefit from that. I think we should spend a little bit of money and work on call times. That's the time the 911 call comes in to the time it gets passed over to the fire department. Work on training our firemen a little bit more, putting in preemption lights, which will clear out the intersections, allow the fire trucks to get through quicker. These are little things that help the response time for the entire city, not just 18%, and doesn't come with the high cost of what another fire department would entail.
Want to get your thoughts on the biggest ticket item that we see on the referendum list, the 6.2 million in improvements related to stormwater management. I know there are other things already in the works that the city is moving on now related to stormwater improvements, to wastewater treatment plant improvements. I want to get your thoughts on that item in particular.
Well, I realize that these eight projects are big projects in the city, but also realize that we have a lot of infrastructure in place. Over 100 ponds are already in place. Our maintenance of this infrastructure is non-existent. We have pipes that are 3/4 full, filled with silt. We have boxes that can't let the water go through because they're filled with debris. We have drainage ditches that are filled with plants and trees, and we have stormwater ponds that are, the walls have fallen down. We have 20-foot trees in the bottom of them. Our infrastructure that we have is not being maintained. So my thought is, let's take care of what we have before we add more infrastructure. If we can't take care of the infrastructure we have, why would we spend millions to create more infrastructure? If we don't maintain what we have, then this added infrastructure would just be non-maintained too. So my thing is, let's maintain what we got. So let's get what we have maintained, and then go from there and see what we need. Talking to Bert in a public meeting, Bert Smith in a public meeting, he said it would take 5 years just to get the maintenance of the stuff we have in place up to par. So that's my point on that.
Sure.
And I think that if we do these projects, and I have no opposition to do them, we ought to do them one at a time with cash. As we come up with a chunk of cash, we can do one, pay for it, and then we can go on to the next one. Because this 6.2, Chris, also turns into about 11, 12 million after the course of the borrowing over the 30 years.
Sure. The last question, just about what we can expect tomorrow at the polls. I haven't, at least my perspective is, we haven't seen a lot of activity. You see a few signs. I think the library people have put a few signs around town urging people to vote one way. But publicly, we haven't really seen a lot of activity urging people to go one way or the other with this. Do you think city residents are paying attention to this, and can we expect a good number of voters come to the polls tomorrow to vote their conscience on this?
Well, Chris, I hope so, because this is a very important event. If the general voters do not turn out, we have a low turnout, then the special interests that favor their particular projects will muster up enough people to 7-8% of the people out, they'll win.
Uh-huh.
And the people, the general public, will lose. So when the taxes are raised, then they'll come back to City Hall and say, what are you raising our taxes for? So this is a chance to really, it's a good gauge for me, really, to see what the people want. If the people vote for all these things, then they're looking at more tax increases, and I don't know if I should be the fellow to represent them. On the other hand, if they vote against all these projects, then I'll feel like I have a feel for what the people want.
Yeah.
But the people that are motivated to vote are the people that will gain something from this. The people that have water coming in their basements, they're going to be motivated to vote. The people that have children playing baseball and want these lights, they're going to be motivated to vote. The people that work for the library or have strong association for the library, they're going to go out and vote. It's the person that has no stake in the game, the average citizen who really gains nothing from any of these things or has no interest in it. Those people, if they don't vote, and since they're busy trying to make a living, there's a chance that there may be a low turnout. The lower the turnout, the better chance these referendums have to pass. But that's the crux of the problem. So
yeah, yeah.
I just hope there is a big turnout and people say what they want, but I'm not sure that'll happen. And I don't think, yes, about opposition or people pushing for it, I don't think there's any general opposition in the form of committees or anything like that that's working against this.
Right,
I think it's just apathy in the community. And on the other hand, I don't think it's a lot of people working hard for it, but I think they are pressing for what their interests are, what their special interests are.
Yeah, I think so you heard a few minutes with Frank Lucent on the city referendums. Now we're going to talk with Lori Smith. And as we did with Frank a few minutes ago, we open up with a first question, really looking generally at these referendums and the impact that they will have on Waynesboro, depending on how the vote goes tomorrow and the results we'll see tomorrow night, up or down, the impact this will have. And that's what Lori will answer with her first question. And then we'll go into some more issues, more specifics related to the referendums.
I think obviously this is an exciting time in Waynesboro with regard to the citizens becoming a very proactive piece of having a say in the projects that council could move forward. It's been my observation that the citizens have appreciated that. We're, of course, at this juncture, given the fact that we were unable to get the supermajority vote we needed to launch all of the projects within the CIP. But I think that this is going to be a pivotal time in terms of the direction that the council feels we're getting in terms of support for moving the city forward in certain areas. These projects obviously represent things from infrastructure on over to the other side of the spectrum with regard to the ball field complex. So in my estimation, all of these projects that are on the ballot tomorrow are about moving Waynesboro forward and about correcting infrastructure issues that have been around for quite some time.
I know that a key issue raised by people who are opposed to the referendum's passing is that they feel that it could raise, put more burden on taxpayers in terms of a fear that it could actually push for a tax increase. I want you to address that if you could.
Sure. I do hear that same type of concern, Chris, as well. And I can tell you from my perspective, when I voted for the 70-cent tax rate this past spring, it was with keeping in mind some projection on what debt service would be required to meet the demands of these projects. And when you start weighing that we had a tax increase this past spring, and weighing that against projected continued future growth in Waynesboro in terms of our revenue growth, I think that the city will be well positioned to manage not only the debt service payments associated with these projects, but also the recurring expenses in terms of the expenditures that will be required annually with respect to things like the fire station, where we will have annual operating costs. So I feel very good at, in terms of the vote that I placed for the tax rate and understanding that we could take on debt service and get these projects going within the city. I think it's a good time. I think that the revenue streams will meet the projections, and I think they'll probably in some cases surpass those projections, and that we are in a good place from a fiscal perspective to take on this debt.
I want to ask about a couple of the specific referendums. The one that has most of my attention anyway is the fire station issue. It's been something I've been talking about and writing about and hearing about since I started as a reporter here in the 90s. And I know it's a $2.6 or $2.7 million item on the agenda there. Also, as you mentioned, it also could lead to the recurring costs because you have to staff that facility too. Could you talk about that, not only in terms of what the cost would be, but also, I guess, the benefits there as well?
Sure. I think that issue is a multifaceted issue, Chris. We are still going to be faced with having to bring our personnel levels up to speed, whether we have another fire station or not. We have been understaffed for quite some time, so the personnel have got to be hired irregardless. Obviously, the driving force behind having the substation built here on the West End is due to the outgrowth of the West End of Waynesboro. When you think logically just in terms of all of the new businesses that are in place now, with also in addition to all of the new housing developments that are online and that are continuing to come online, when you look at the response time, when you look at a topographical map of Waynesboro and you see that we're only meeting response times on the West End at a maximum of 20% of the time, you begin to see very quickly that we're not doing what we need to be doing to meet the needs out here on the West End. And in my estimation, one fire is one fire too many out here, and when you're looking at that serious gap, that much of a serious gap in response time, you're allowing fires to compound themselves exponentially over those 3 to 4 minutes in excess that it's taken our guys to get out here. And that's just not acceptable to me, and I feel that I would be negligent in my role as a council member if I did not acknowledge the fact that we are not caring for the issues around fire safety on this end of town. And also, when you talk about fire safety, the same issue can be said for the issues that we're working with on our water capital improvement plan with regard to fire suppression. So we've got fire department-related issues across the city in terms of water pipes being too small. We don't have good fire flow and water suppression, and in terms of response time with regard to putting a substation out here on the West End. So it is a multifaceted issue and one that I think commands the council's attention, and I very much am hopeful that the citizens will view this in the same light.
Another multifaceted issue, and it's the big ticket item of all the items on this referendum tomorrow, the stormwater improvements issue. And I know that's something that the city is working on in other areas too, the wastewater treatment improvements and so many other things that really relate to this. Could you talk about your thoughts on that? Again, a cost-benefit analysis there too.
Sure. I think that from my perspective, Chris, I think that the stormwater projects really shouldn't have ended up on the referendum. I think that this is an infrastructure-related project that the council has a responsibility to take care of. However, we're where we are. It's on the referendum. Our stormwater issues are across the city, and it is going to cost us, $6.5 million to address these top eight projects. In lieu of these projects, perhaps the possibility that they may not pass tomorrow, I think the council is going to be I think we're going to have to go back to the drawing board and understand that as we launch our stormwater utility, that instead of starting to address 9 through 26, those the smaller type projects, that we're still going to have to go back and pick up these top eight projects. But what that will mean if it doesn't pass on the referendum is that those projects will be done at a much slower pace because of a lack of revenue to get them done in an efficient manner. So the borrowing associated with these projects with an approved referendum obviously would expedite these projects in a way that we could complete them within a 5 to 6 year period. And I think that for me, borrowing the money to get these projects done now and keeping the expense down, because we all know that just if you apply an inflationary factor alone against these projects over time, they're going to continue to cost more and more money. So I think that we can save the taxpayers money. We will be paying interest on these bonds, obviously, but I think when you start weighing it against the seriousness of the issues in terms of property damage, in terms of getting emergency vehicles to these parts of the city when they're underwater in some cases, I think that it's not difficult for me to make the decision that we need to fund these through a borrowing.
Now more of a politics question, at least, just how the vote's going to go tomorrow. And it seems interesting to me. It's been a little quiet. I know we've seen some signs from the library folks who are advocating for the library improvements that are one of the referendum points. But other than that, it's been kind of quiet. I just wonder what your thoughts are. Do you think the city voters are paying attention, and do you expect a good turnout on this tomorrow? Because it is so crucial to the future of the city.
I actually do, Chris. I've been impressed with the feedback that I just get out and about around town. With people that are focusing in on these issues, they're requesting information, they're wanting to learn more about some of the projects that they feel are more important to them, and I've been very impressed with that. I think that, at least in my perspective, I've seen some citizens get more involved with these referendum questions than getting to know some of the candidates in the past, where we've just had, school board or city council election candidates themselves. I think the turnout tomorrow will be good. I think that typically a November election, the turnout locally is somewhat on the light side. But I do anticipate that the numbers will increase tomorrow given these questions on the referendum, because I do see a demographic change that's been going on in Waynesboro. I really believe that we are trending in a different direction as a city, and we're much more progressive. And I think that people are getting vested in some of the change they're starting to see. And we're starting to dig up roads. We're starting to do many things in our downtown. We've got a West End that's vibrant and doing very well. And I think that people are really starting to see what the possibilities can be for Waynesboro. And tomorrow represents an opportunity for them to have a meaningful say-so in where we go. So I do anticipate some good numbers tomorrow.
So now you heard from Lori Smith. So we heard from Lori Smith and Frank Lucent on the proposed referendums on the ballot in Waynesboro tomorrow, capital improvements referendums there, non-binding, as we want to emphasize that the voters will have their say on this, but then city council will have to vote thereafter to either implement or not implement, depending on what happens with the votes tomorrow. So the questions will be answered for the most part tomorrow in Waynesboro. Look later today on the Augusta Free Press at AugustaFreePress.com for more on the referendums, some specifics from these interviews, and also details of the referendums themselves. The in-depth story there on the AFP website tonight, and of course, voting is tomorrow, so make sure if you're a Waynesboro resident, get out and vote. You have no excuse not to. You'll know everything you need to know now about the referendums here from AugustaFreePress.com. Thanks for listening, and again, have a great election day. Talk to you soon.
You can't tell the players without a scorecard. Elections 2007, your one-stop shop for this year's elections.
You don't have to go all the way to Greenfront. Fine furnishings are now available in Fishersville. Stop by our store and get a free gift when you make your first purchase of $30 or more. As a bonus, you'll be registered to win $500 in free furnishings just for registering to receive our HomeSense newsletter. Home Innovations is located on Route 250 in Fishersville, across from the Augusta County Library. Home Innovations, turning the house you have into the home you've always dreamed of.